probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I think that we could mark this November the 5th, a day that's sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat.
There is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there? How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
Happy 5th of November.
Yeah, the 5th of November. It is, and it's a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because we are in Seattle. And in studio, in our remote broadcast studio, I'll be joined this next couple hours. Of course, Super Don, as always, making it sound so good. Tom's on the board. And Michael Belkin from the Refusers is here. And what a guy. And I've got a Refusers t-shirt. You can see it. We pumped it up on the social networks as well. Very cool to have you here, Michael.
Thank you, Robert.
Well, listen, we're going to have fun. And the first time ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are going to have live music in studio. We're going to challenge Tom on the board to make that work. If it doesn't work, it's his fault, not Michael. Michael's doing great. No, we're going to have fun today with that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The show notes are there. You can see we are loaded. Chris Work is going to give us an update, an exclusive update on little Sarah Hershberger. He's got connections with the grandparents. What's going on with the forced chemo scenario? This girl taken out of the country. She's healthy now, and they still are coming after her. So what's going on there? We expect to hear from Sally El Cordy in New York City. The vaccine mandate's there, but first and foremost, be it that's the 5th of November, what about states' rights of secession? What of the concept of seceding from the Union? What of the right of you to secede from the medical monopoly? What of your right to secede from medical mandates, chemotherapeutic mandates, vaccine mandates? We've got no opinions here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about this at all. Look at Michael Belkin's already laughing. He knows. He knows. But, you know, when you talk about something like secession, you'll always hear our friends on the left saying, well, that was decided by the Civil War when the South lost. Now you can't secede. Well, explain that to me in terms of our birthright in freedom. The concept of free will that was granted to us by that which created us all to say, no, I am not going to participate with your insanity, medical or otherwise. It is a right that comes from a far higher place than. And remember, the people and the states are superior to the federal government. Yet then they say, wait a second, what about Marbury versus Madison? They throw something at you and saying that that there's the federal supremacy clause says that they can do whatever they want. Well, if that's the case, why even bother having a constitution? The supremacy clause only relates to things that are constitutional. That is, those things that are enumerated, specifically granted to the federal government by the states and the people, respectively. That's why the rise of the 10th Amendment is coming right now. This idea of nullification, state nullification. Now, going a step beyond that, we get into the concept of secession. There are 10 counties, I believe, 10 or 11 counties in Colorado that are voting on some kind of referendum of some kind to say, hey, we want to secede from Colorado and establish the 51st state. Now, quite honestly, I'm just thinking they're nuts, not because they want to secede from Colorado, but because they want to become the 51st state. At this point, why do you want to be a state in this union? I mean, think about it. You see what Obama's doing? Anybody? Bueller? No? Nobody says anything. All right, Michael Belkin, you hear what I'm saying here. I mean, it's like ancient Rome is burning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Robert, I'm finishing this book right now. It's called The Social and Economic History of the Roman Empire. And what happened, you know, Rome thrived in the first and second centuries, and it was based on entrepreneurship and freedom. And it kind of relates to what they're trying to do in Colorado, because the people in the country and the towns had autonomy. You know, they didn't send the army in to stamp you out, you know, if you wanted to do things your own way. And that changed as time went on. You know, in the 300s and 400s, the center got stronger and they fought more and more wars, and the taxes went up and freedom went out the door. And I guess the point is, you know, mm-hmm. I'm afraid the direction of this country is going the way the direction of the Roman Empire went at the end, which is more and more central authority, higher and higher taxes. And
War.
Yep. And, you know, it culminated in you couldn't even move. I'm right at the end of the book now, and they didn't let you, you know, you couldn't change professions. You couldn't move from one place to another. They had to keep you exactly where you were in the profession where you were mm-hmm. so that they could tax you.
Did you hear the trial balloon floated by some Democrats that they would mandate doctors have to treat those in Medicare and Medicaid, despite the fact that it would bankrupt the doctors participating? You just nailed something right there. They're not going to let you move. They won't let you quit your profession. Wherever you are, you have to stay. Now, freedom and life is all about movement. And what we see is this country is growing to such a degree, the government, the artificial corporate United States, not the de jure government, but the de facto government at this point, has strangled freedom, is strangling freedom in the process of choking out the liberty that this nation was founded upon. And I, you know, when some people say, well, do we go back to the Constitution? At this point, I'm saying, hey, why not try the Articles of Confederation again? And then, you know, restart from there, because literally they've twisted the Constitution in so many ways that the words really don't have meaning, even though they originally did. There's not an acknowledgement of that. And before we go further into this, I know we've got some audio clips about this Colorado secession movement. I'd like to get that. Can you play that first clip for us, Tom?
Citizens in 11 Colorado counties are voting Tuesday to secede from Colorado itself, attempting to become the 51st state. The proposal itself, if passed, would only allow those counties to confer with others in the state about seceding. Now, it would have to also pass the state legislature and the U.S. Congress, which seems unlikely. Now, this debate is really set up between rural and urban voters. The 11 counties only make up about 10% of the population, and among those, most of them represent less than 10,000 people each.
Yeah, so if we look at it from the surface, we'd say this is just kind of a folly, right? It's just like, well, they're just going to go through the motions, but it is also evidence of the consciousness shift that is happening. The people are fed up. You know, it's sort of like network, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't argue for violent revolution. That's not what I want to see, bloody revolution. I have children. I don't want to see that happen. Although, with the government's lack of responsiveness to these real issues, they're seemingly making that an inevitable outcome. Just like as Michael Belkin is reviewing the book on ancient Rome and talking about that history, that it ended up being a bloody, violent decay. And of course, as much as I don't want to see it, I wonder is there a way to avoid it at this point?
Which there sure wasn't in Rome. It became more and more violent, and the central authorities did not hesitate in using violence and using the police state to stomp people down. You know, this is not just in Colorado. It's a big deal in California too. Northern California, you know, basically from San Francisco north, particularly north. The far northern part of California has been talking for a long time about seceding from the rest of California. It's just basically a different state, and they, you know, there's a lot of truth behind their argument. You know, the L.A. and Southern California and high taxes and everything, it doesn't really have much to do with what's going on in Northern California at all. So it's a national movement in different
right.
states. It's not just a localized.
No, and ultimately it's an individual movement. It must be acknowledged to be such that it is our freedom. It is our freedom at stake. It is our birthright, as I say, to not be molested by government, by medicine, by corporate, let's say, structures that are alive and thriving only because of corporate welfare, which is, you know, corporatism, which is a big part of the game that's played here in a movement toward fascism. Some would say socialism. Of course, the Nazis, it was a socialist yet fascist scenario playing itself out. And we see that modern medicine plays itself out as if it were still the World War II Nazi Germany scenario, the way they are forcing chemo, radiation, barbaric surgeries when it's not even necessary on children, for goodness sake.
You're absolutely right. I see these common threads that you refer to in different realms. You know, I work in the financial markets, and, you know, there's disinformation and control, you know, what the Federal Reserve is doing in terms of expanding the money supply just enormously, and then squeezing investors into risky securities, basically creating a bubble and being very deliberate about forcing people into buying overvalued markets while the economy is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I see the same thing happening in financial markets where there's control and manipulation of people, false information, you know, and basically the whole point is to control people and to make them do what the center wants them to do.
Mm-hmm. Centralized bureaucracy, centralized control, turning the people into robots. And, of course, robots can be controlled because they're programmed. But humans can be controlled because they're also programmed, particularly because they have not been, at least in this modern American context sense, educated to real history. It's a history that is artificially created by erasing the inconvenient parts for the growth of government, for the growth of centralized bureaucracies, fascism, socialism, even communism at this point. We're going deep today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael Belkin is my guest. He's from The Refusers. We're going to go more into his history, what he's done, and his wonderful music, rock and roll, the freedom not to be vaccinated, also the GMO issue, I-522 in Washington State, where we're originating from today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. You can blast us out through naturalnews.com. And, of course, our syndicator, GCN, the number is 866-939-BELL, 866-932-355. The right of secession. Take it to a personal right. Do you have a right to refuse treatments, medical treatments, vaccinations, chemotherapy? Do you have the right to refuse them for your children? This is the kind of question that must be asked, and then you can take it out into the body politic, because a lot of those entities in the corporate agendas in the corporate world are technically artificial creations of the state who have been granted more rights than you have by your birth, and your limitations are probably annoying you to the point where you're getting a little bit uncomfortable or uncomfortable enough to take the unpopular stand to say no to the feds, and maybe even no to the states, those who would refuse to acknowledge your right in health freedom and healing liberty. That's what we deliver here 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot more healing to go. Michael Belkin, The Refusers, we're going to hear the story, his latest, vaccination choice is winning. Is it really? Well, it is a basic human right. We'll find out if it's winning here in Washington State when we come back. 866-939-BELL.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extent to 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Yeah. Why would we do that? Because we're on a mission from God. And that's the God's honest truth here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with us. RobertScottBell.com, 6 days a week. Seattle, I've got an event coming up tomorrow evening. In fact, I'm going to be working with the Puget Consumer Co-op tonight to give them some training on some silver and homeopathy and all the good things I love to do. But tomorrow evening, it will be wide open for everybody to come on down or up to Redmond, Washington, Vitamin Life. Vitamin Life is there 7 o'clock Eastern, no, Pacific. I'm on the Pacific Coast. That's November 6th, and they're at 425-869-7000. So we're getting the band back together, Super Don, and you know who's in it. Michael Belkin, and the name of the band, The Refusers. And yeah, I got to get some backstory.
We've played their music on the show before. It's really awesome. And I saw the video, the latest yes. video on this. It's, man, what a great job. What a great job you guys did
awesome.
On that.
Michael, well done.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Robert. You know, the name Refusers, where I got that, is from the American Medical Association's position on informed consent, which says that a patient has the right to refuse a medical procedure. Now, most parents don't get that in the real world. One of the things I do is, so I have a band here in Seattle. I have background on Wall Street. Our daughter died within hours of getting a vaccine at the age of 5 weeks, hepatitis B vaccine, second one, in New York City after I left Salomon Brothers. And, boy, so I found out about vaccines the hard way, and we've gone on, you know, to have two more children. My son just turned 13, and my daughter is 10. And I am proud to say that they are unvaccinated and extremely healthy. And I would really have to be out of my mind to vaccinate my kids after what happened to our daughter and what I've learned subsequently by applying my skills of analysis and statistical analysis, which I'm trained in. I'm a graduate of UC Berkeley Business School, and what I do is statistical analysis. And when you go and examine the numbers that they are using to justify vaccinating kids with 50, 60 doses of vaccines by the age of 15, it doesn't add up. The risk of the disease versus the risk of adverse reactions, it's not in favor. You know, so what parents are learning, you know, and that's why I'm, you know, it's a little bit it's a little bit scary to say that you're not vaccinating your kids, because then you're making a public stand, and a lot of people consider that you then are a risk to humanity. You know, like, in other words, your child is a reservoir of some germs or something that is going to infect everybody else who's protected, supposedly protected. Mm-hmm. But when you start getting into the way the human immune system works, that's not the truth at all. You know, as the Human Biome Project has revealed just in the last few months, our bodies are colonized by trillions of bacteria, and in fact, some of the supposedly pathogenic bacteria are in resident within your body, and they're held in check by positive bacteria. So the whole point, you know, I've learned, you know, to make a long story short, is we are, you know, real sticklers about nutrition and not eating junk food and eating fish oil and you know, super greens. And I make these smoothies in the morning, you know, with vitamin D and everything.
Yes.
And
how old is your son now, by the way?
Just turned 13.
13, okay. So my son is also 13. We got to get them together. And he plays drums in the band. Is that right?
he's a drummer.
Amazing. And, of course, my son is really now into Neil Peart from Rush as far as drummers.
Oh, yeah, he's
really
great.
In that phase. But he loves all of our old music, our rock and roll. So it's kind of cool. But it's so cool to see in the videos that your son, healthy, vital, eating well, not shot up, and a product of medical experimentation.
Absolutely right. And, you know, our kids go to a Waldorf school. And so now the thing about Washington State, one of the reasons, not the only reason, is that there are philosophical vaccine exemptions in the state. You just sign on the form. When we moved here, they've since made it so that you have to get a doctor's signature on the form saying that you have been advised about how great vaccines are, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So luckily we have a doctor who's 100% on our side. He's listed in Seattle Magazine's top doctors, and, you know, he's learned a lot from me, to tell you the truth, about vaccine adverse reactions, and he's completely on board. In fact, he blames his daughter's MS on an MMR vaccine adverse reaction. This is
really
a doctor. So, I mean, the awareness is growing out there. Now, I just wrote an article that was in Healthy Home Economist. You know, if you guys want to learn more about this.
We have it linked up in the show notes as well. It's brilliant what you wrote there.
Yeah.
I love it.
So the point of the article is that vaccination choice is winning in Washington State. They tried to shut it down with this, with this doctor's signature thing. But I just went through the school districts, and I got total vaccine exemptions for different areas.
I want to get into that when we come back from this break, to show how we are indeed winning. And, of course, they are nervous as all get out. We say that in the South. I don't know if they say that in Seattle, but I said it. We're here live in Seattle. Michael Belkin, my in-studio guest, live remote. And I hope to see you in Washington at one of these events. We'll get you a heads up. Also, Atlanta, the end of the week. But we're going to more vaccine talk after this break with Michael Belkin from The Refusers and live music in studio.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Or order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
See, I'm not kidding. You got the freedom to heal. You got the power to heal. I'm just here to remind you, 6 days a week, through Natural News and naturalnews.com, of course, our syndicator GCN, 866-939-2355. We're going to go to the phones. In fact, we had some calls off the air in a moment about vaccines all the way from South Korea. If you don't you don't doubt the reach of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it is worldwide, and we're excited to be with you each and every day around the globe, bringing that power to heal back to you. Now, Michael Belkin, my guest in studio from The Refusers. He's got a nice article here that came out a few days ago, Where Vax Choice is Winning and Why It Is a Basic Human Right. He was just reviewing the stats to show some evidence to say we're winning, not just a feel-good story, but in fact we are having an impact. Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, thanks, Robert. So let me just skip quickly across a few points here. I looked at the total vaccine exemption rates for different school districts in Washington State, and They run from as high as 19% on Vashon Island to 11% on Bainbridge Island, where I live, and it's even 10% in Olympia. That's the capital, the state capital, total 10% of vaccine exemptions. The other places are South Whidbey Island, 11%, Port Townsend, 13%, Blaine, 13%. Now, the common thread between most of these locations is there's a lot of people that believe in liberty. They're progressive, either from the progressive left or libertarians, and people that, are aware of natural health issues, and they are taking charge of their children's own health, and they're not following blindly CDC and public health vaccine mandates.
Right.
Now, a couple more points here. Now, if you read the propaganda, they always say that people that don't vaccinate were following, Jenny McCarthy or Dr. Wakefield. Now, I have nothing against Jenny McCarthy or Dr. Wakefield.
No, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I follow her for that. But, no, and Wakefield's a great guy. As we know, he's been on this show many times. We're going to see him in Atlanta as well at the Weston Price thing coming up this weekend. But, really, is that where people are getting it from?
It's not follow the leader at all. What's happening is parents are reading the package insert where it talks about brain damage.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, come on. If the vaccine propagandists can't even admit the basic definition of a vaccine adverse reaction, which is on the package insert, which is encephalitis, mm-hmm. brain inflammation, which is what they found in my daughter's autopsy.
Wow.
And then they refused to – they found it, and then they took it off. They, airbrushed it away. But the question is, so what about all these – epidemics of disease, they say, if we don't vaccinate, we're going to return to these epidemics of disease. Well, there's a great new book on that subject called Dissolving Illusions by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, MD, who's a nephrologist. Great
doctor. She's been on the show as well.
She's wonderful. And, it turns out that idea that vaccines eliminated diseases is like saying Al Gore invented the Internet. what happened is they lived in squalor, in the Industrial Revolution, there were no sewers, there were no toilets. People pooped in pails, and they threw it in the alleyway between the tenement buildings that were overcrowded. And
super done. You see, we can't have a guest that doesn't talk about poop, because we have 10-year-old listeners. That
we always seem to get it in there one way or another, don't we?
Thank you, Michael. You did it. You've nailed it for us today, so we don't have to go there. But no, it's true. What you're saying is, we go back to Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. That concept is a fundamental schism that will never be remedied, because there's no way to cross between the two. You either understand that you can't poop in the street and live in the street and be healthy, or you don't. And the people who are into vaccination sort of understand, but they don't really get it, because they're still fearing that, oh my gosh, this microbe is just going to jump up and kill you, so we got to do this.
I have a solution for this, Robert. Yeah. I think that the public health people should be issued shovels and they'd have to go dig sewers, because that's what eliminated.
They're qualified for that.
That is what eliminated diseases.
Yes.
So in London there was cholera, for Christ's sake, there was cholera epidemics, mm-hmm. because the poop was mixed up with the drinking water. Somebody figured it out, and they invented sewers, and they dug sewers all over London, and there were no more cholera epidemics.
Right, and they go into Haiti after the earthquake there a couple of years ago, and they say, we got to vaccinate all these people. How about cleaning up their water? It's not like it's new.
So
that's what we're doing.
Couple last points on this subject. So if you are a parent and you're thinking about, you're getting pressure from your pediatrician to vaccinate your kids because the CDC says to give them all these nine shots today or something, mm-hmm. Let me give you a little quote from Paul Offit.
Oh, dear.
Who is, there's nobody more of a vaccine godfather than Paul Offit.
The vaccine prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T.
He's the one who says it's safe to take 100,000 vaccines at once. Well, if you go to his website, here's a direct quote from him. Quote, it is true that natural infection almost always causes better immunity than vaccines.
Hmm. He said it.
It's a mind-blowing quote from Paul Offit.
Yeah.
So that's what you've learned. That's what parents who don't vaccinate their kids learn. You get these, sniffles and coughs and things, and that's how the immunity is getting exercised. You're getting permanent immunity from natural exposure. You're not getting, fraudulent immunity basically from booster shots, which wear out,
right.
you're always reliant.
And artificial induction via vaccine antigens and other toxic poisons that damage the terrain, weaken immunity, and basically increase the toxic burden on the body, which makes no freaking sense. But I guess you have to have a PhD in medical idiocy to get into that realm of, we've got to needle the kids.
And just one final point, Robert, on this whole thing. So, they blame the outbreaks of pertussis on the unvaccinated.
Is it true?
No, it's not true. And let me give you a quote from the head of the CDC. She's CDC immunization director. She's the head of vaccines at Dr. Ann Suchet. You know, there was a mild outbreak of pertussis last year in Washington. Here's a quote from her. We know there are places around the country where there are large numbers of people who aren't vaccinated. However, we don't think those exempters are driving this current wave. We think it is a bad thing that people aren't getting vaccinated or exempting, but we cannot blame this wave on that phenomena.
Wow, a little honesty there, huh?
Got that, public health people? It's not, you know, so people have this perception that you're vaccinated, you don't transmit germs anymore. It's like Lysol or something.
Right.
That's not the real world. These germs are circulating in the community. They're in vaccinated people. And in fact, it's 80% of the people who get pertussis are fully vaccinated anyway.
So the irony there, isn't it?
Vaccine failure. So that's what the article's about. Those are the key points that we brought up.
Michael Belkin's at therefusers.com, and we have that linked up in the show notes. And on the break, I'm going to see if I can upload the picture we uploaded to social media from our remote studio here in Seattle this very day. We want to go to the phones now. The phones, if you don't call in live, it's okay. You can leave a message. And Suzanne from South Korea did that by dialing 866-939-2355. She's got a couple of questions. We've broken it up because they're kind of long and intense. But going to the heart of this immunity and false immunity and, of course, the adjuvants and the aggravations associated with vaccination. So go ahead and run Suzanne's clip one.
Hi, Robert and Super Don. This is Suzanne calling from South Korea. I have a couple of questions regarding vaccines and the immune response, just so I can be more up on the issue. First, I read a number of articles on the topic of peanut oil being added as an adjuvant in some vaccines and this being tied to the increase in peanut allergy. And I understand the science behind it, that the body recognizes these foreign peanut proteins in the blood, forms antibodies against them, and then they attack upon re-exposure through ingestion or inhalation. But why is it then that everyone who receives these vaccines does not develop a peanut allergy?
That is a great question, because we get thrown that a lot. She's really good, but why doesn't everybody react the same way? And, you know, when Dr. Batar and I do our advanced medicine shows, and we talk about this, the bio-individuality, there's nobody that you can make the argument for that, for instance, mercury is an essential element that we need a lot more of it than we have, all right? There we got common ground. But how does one person metabolize, methylate mercury versus another? And it's the same thing with the peanut issue. These oils, these adjuvants are added to hyperstimulate, to aggravate the immune system, to elicit a response to the antigens that wouldn't normally even be occurring in certain individuals because they have different levels of viability or activity or vitality to react. So there's a bio-individuality aspect to the question that she's asking. Michael, do you want to add anything to that?
You know, Robert, I've looked long and hard. They're not disclosing peanut oil as a vaccine excipient, as they say. It's not disclosed anywhere. So apparently it was in vaccines a while ago.
We don't know if it's still in the labeling issues. They label these things mercury free when there's mercury still in them from subcomponents with the aerosol. So I wouldn't put it past them to put this or other things. And the use of squalene, another oil,
right.
MF59, which if you can ingest it and you can put it on your skin, perfectly fine, healthy, no problem. You inject it, suddenly hyperimmunity, autoimmunity, Gulf War illness, things like that are occurring. So it's an aspect of bioindividuality. Whether there is or is not peanut oil in it, I don't know either, as you said here. But
There's one other avenue that might affect this, and it's GMOs. So GMOs affect the membrane permeability in your intestine. And what there's research lately showing that intestines that are damaged by GMOs allow food particles to go directly into the blood before they're fully digested, and that's
right.
Another way to get food allergies to wheat and to peanuts and things like that.
Bypassing the epithelial protection, that barrier. I'm going to talk about that Wednesday at my lecture at Vitamin Life, so come on down and check it out. We got part two. We'll see if we can squeeze it in here from Suzanne in South Korea on humoral immunity. Go.
My second question, I've heard you and a number of your guests comment on the fact that young newborn babies are not even able to create antibodies or to mount a Th2 immune response. And so vaccines, even if they were effective, which they aren't, are 100% useless in a newborn. So my question, at what age is the human body able to create antibodies and to mount a humoral immune response? Thank you. Love your show.
Great
Keep
question.
Up the great work.
Thank you, Suzanne, all the way in South Korea listening to us. That issue of humoral immunity, we talk about maternal antibodies, maternal immune system. The mom's immune system is everything for these kids through the ingestion of colostrum and breast milk. Before they are able to develop, these little babies in this world, their own immune system, because their gut is immature, it's not fully developed, they're going to create the terrain to allow for the microbial flora, that microbiome you were integrating or talking about before. And that allows for that ultimate development of these so-called antibodies, which aren't even critically necessary for prevention of disease. That's something they never say either.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we learned, as I said, we learned this the hard way. You know, our daughter that was 5 weeks old got second dose of hepatitis B vaccine, which basically would have been useless. And, you know, and she ended up dying from a vaccine adverse reaction. I did see Dr. Cherry, I believe, who's the leading expert on the pertussis vaccine, said that he did confirm that children below the age of one do not
have the capacity.
Yeah, and the vaccines do nothing.
Beyond them, there, it's individual again. Some kids are going to develop sooner or later, but they don't know because it's collectivism, medical collectivism, and your kid is not a collective. Protect them. We're going to break out the guitar, live music, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we come back with Michael Belkin from the Refusers.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, how about some music? We got that coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael Belkin, The Refusers, he's in studio here, and we've set up an acoustic studio, as you can hear a little bit of echoing going on this segment here. To bring out the musical perspective on how we get the creative arts elevating consciousness, taking a different route in terms of this. Now, briefly, before we jump into the songs here, Michael, tell us the couple of songs you're going to kind of mishmash for us together.
Okay, a couple of songs here. Now, the Refusers stand for your right to refuse vaccines. We're not telling you not to vaccinate. That's your decision to make, but... I have a song. The first song is going to be Get Your Mandates Out of My Body. And that's about vaccine mandates. It's also about GMOs. There's a lot of, it can relate to a lot of things that governments tell you that you have to do that's not necessarily so. But the second song we'll kind of attach in is called Vaccination Choice is a Human Right.
It's going to be awesome. Now, also I want to let you know, we've got a whole other hour coming up for Michael and I, and we're going to do stories. We've got about pot pigs. You're going to hear about this. This is a Washington State phenomenon, the pot pigs. GMO oranges, I-522 updates in Washington State on the GMO labeling bill. We hope to hear from Sally Elcordi in New York City against the vaccine mandates there. Also, Chris Wark is scheduled for an amazing major update about little Hershberger, the little girl, the 10-year-old girl with cancer that cured it without chemo ultimately. They left the country. They fled. And he's got some updates talking with the family. We'll hear from him. Also, a major moment of duh, which you don't want to miss. So, with that, are you ready for some live acoustic music on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Michael Belkin, take it away.
Seen what you do, scientific bureaucrats making up rules. Innocent children to you are true. If they don't get your shots, they can't go to school. Well, get your mandates out of my body. Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child. They leave kids and parents with nowhere to go. We gotta fight back before it's too late. They're turning this country into a police state. Well, get your mandates out of my body. Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child. Get your mandates out of my body.
Get your mandates out of my life. Get your mandates out of my family. Get your mandates out of my child.
Sweet. Live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Michael Belkin.
Well, they must have consent from every patient, according to the Nuremberg Code. If they don't let you choose, they're breaking a medical rule. The Nuremberg trial showed vaccination choice is a human right. They're ripping off our freedom today. Vaccination choice is a human right. Don't let them steal it away.
Cranking it up to the break here.
Choice.
The Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Seattle, a city of music. You can hear it. We're rocking it, rolling it. Tell your friends. We've got a whole other hour. Chris Work, Chris B. Cancer joining us, Sally L. Cordy. You, me, 866-939-BELL, 2355, that is. The Robert Scott Bell Show, here to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.